WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage delivered straight to your ears. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? But what happens when that roller coaster decides to loop the loop nonstop? That's where anxiety can sneak in, and it can be a real buzzkill. Today, we're diving deep into generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD as the cool kids call it. Ever felt like your brain is a hamster wheel constantly running, worrying about everything and nothing all at once? You know that feeling when you wake up with your heart already racing even before checking your phone? Yeah, that's probably GAD whispering in your ear. Now, before we get too deep into the weeds, remember, I'm not a doctor, okay? But I am a guy who's been there, done that, and learned a thing or two about managing anxiety. So, if you're struggling with GAD, know that you're not alone. And more importantly, you don't have to just ride this roller coaster blindly. There are strategies, tools, and techniques you can learn to actually steer the wheel and find some calm in the chaos. First things first. Understanding what GAD is all about. It's not just feeling a little anxious sometimes, it's excessive worry that lingers for weeks or even months. Think of it like this. Imagine your brain has an alarm system that's always on high alert, going off at the slightest hint of danger, real or imagined. That constant buzzing can lead to physical symptoms like fatigue, muscle tension, headaches, trouble sleeping, you name it. It can seriously impact your life, making it hard to focus, enjoy things, or even just feel good in your own skin. Now, let's get into some actionable takeaways, shall we? Here are five things you can start doing right now to manage GAD. 1. Practice mindfulness like a boss. I know, mindfulness sounds like something you learn from a yoga instructor in a dimly lit studio with incense burning everywhere. But seriously, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? This can help ground you and pull you out of those endless worry spirals. 2. Move your body, baby. Exercise is like a natural anxiety buster. It releases endorphins, your brain's happy hormones that can help lift your mood and reduce stress. You don't need to run a marathon unless you want to. Just find something you enjoy dancing, walking, swimming, whatever gets you moving. 3. Fuel your body with goodness. We all know junk food can leave you feeling sluggish and drained. But eating a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein can actually help stabilize your mood and energy levels. Think of it as nourishing your mind and body from the inside out. 4. Get enough sleep, my friend. I'm talking about quality sleep, those blissful hours where you drift off to dreamland and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day. Lack of sleep can seriously exacerbate anxiety symptoms, so aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours a night and create a relaxing bedtime routine to wind down. 5. Talk it out. Don't bottle things up inside. Talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist can help you process your feelings and feel less alone in your struggles. Remember, sharing your burdens can actually lighten the load. Now, let me tell you a quick story that might resonate with some of you out there. Remember that feeling when you have a big presentation at work or a date night planned, and your mind starts racing with all these what-ifs? You know, the butterflies turn into full-blown panic attacks, and suddenly you're sweating bullets even though it's freezing outside. Well, I was there once. My heart was pounding like a drum solo, my palms were slicker than an oil spill, and I just wanted to disappear. But then, I remembered some of these tips we talked about. I took a few deep breaths, visualized myself succeeding, and reminded myself that I'm capable and prepared. And guess what? It worked. The butterflies calmed down, the panic subsided, and I even nailed that presentation. So, remember, folks, anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. By understanding GAD, learning these coping strategies, and practicing them consistently, you can take back control and start living a more peaceful, fulfilling life. Don't just sit there, though. Take action today. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app that helps us reach more people. And most importantly, remember that you are not alone in this journey. We're all in this together, and I believe in your strength to overcome any challenge. Until next time, keep calm, stay stoic, and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.